TFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Whatever you are going through, just remember, God is in control. Because he has equipped you to handle any situation that each and every one of us encounter in life. For God has fortified you. That means he's buffed you up. It's like Daryl, a weightlifter who gained weight by lifting weight. He's preparing those muscles. The Lord has fortified you. He has safeguarded you. He has armed you. In other words, God has prepared you for the battle that will come because he is Jehovah Nissi. And that word Nissi is one who goes before you in battle. The Lord said, I don't even need you to fight. I'll go before you before this battle. For this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord. And whenever the Lord goes before, he is our anchor, he is our protector, he is our provider. And if the Lord is going before you, who can be against you? He said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. For greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. He is our banner. Secondly, we see in verses 2 and 3, Isaiah saw God's personality. For the Lord, for the angelic beings in the temple proclaimed 3 times, holy, the holy nature of God of heaven. Holy, holy, holy. He's a holy God. These angelic creatures were careful to honor the holiness and purity of the Lord. When you walk through that door, you walked into a holy place. When you walked through those doors, you walked into the house of the Lord. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. That's his church. And when you walk through those doors, this house has already been sanctified. This house have already been anointed. And when stuff goes on in the Lord house that the Lord is not pleased with, the Lord said, you are doing stuff in my house that I'm not pleased with. This is a holy house unto the Lord. When mess happens in the church, the Lord is not pleased with what's going on in his house. And we see here how the angels cried out, holy, seraphim angels, holy, holy, holy. It says, for they covered their face with their wings. And they also proclaim the glory of God. For you can't stand before a holy God and see him. For no man can see him and live. He can give you something of him. Even Moses saw his backside, but his face, we cannot witness it. Isaiah finally understood that Uzziah might have been a good king. Pastor, are you good? No. And neither are you. Isaiah might have been a good king, But the Lord was a holy God. And he alone deserved the glory for all life. For he is the maker, the creator, and the sustainer of all things. We need to remember that God's prime characteristic is his holiness. And our duty, our responsibility, because of the Lord, is to honor his holy nature by living a holy life before him. Am I living a holy life? What am I thinking? What have I done? We've all done something. In verses 4 through 6, Isaiah saw God's presence. It says, and the post of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried. God's voice make things move. And the house was filled with smoke. And then that fifth verse says, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. What in the world has ever come out of your mouth? Before you had a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord, what came out of your mouth? What came out of our spirit before we had a personal relationship, a personal encounter with the Lord? Here is a man who was God's man. And he said, you don't know what I used to be like. Isaiah was God's man. And Isaiah said, I'm undone. And we see here all of the things that was inspiring. We need to remember that God is watching, and he knows us even when we think he's not watching, and hears us even when we think he's not listening. We're told, it says, the door moved and the house was filled with smoke. And he said, woe is me, for I am undone. I've got unclean lips. When we are told that the house was filled with smoke, this was symbolic of the presence of God. You notice that God trained, we're told, filled the temple. That speaks of his robe. I've shared with you that God gave me a vision of his robe, and his robe is immaculate. There's nothing compared to it. It is seamless, but yet it has seam. It has the finest of finest cloth. I can't describe it. The closest I can even imagine would be that of mink, but it's beyond perfection. It is beyond that of mink. It is unusual, but it is eternal. His train. His robe, we're told, filled the temple. This is because God was the central figure of the temple. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips. Isaiah is saying, I'm ruined because I am standing before a holy God, and I'm undone. What will we say before God? Absolutely nothing, because he's omnipresence. That simply says he's everywhere. He knows everything about us. What can I say that he does not already know about me? You know, Pastor, does he know the stuff that I did that I was trying to hide? Does he know when I cheated on my wife and my husband? He knows our stuff. That's why he said, I need you to confess the stuff that you have done in your life. Because if you don't confess it, I'll remind you of it when I see you. My brothers and sisters, it tells us that Isaiah here began to see his nature before a holy God. And when you measure up and you see who you are before a holy God, you are unclean and you are undone. This is a king. This is Isaiah. This is God's man, a chosen prophet who was chosen to lead a nation, one who goes before God on behalf of the people of decency and morality. Kind of like what the preacher's supposed to be. You notice I said supposed to be. In decency and in morality. And yet when Isaiah looked through the window of God, he saw God on his throne with all of his holiness, God's holiness. And that window showed Isaiah himself in all of his sinfulness. My brothers and sisters, we need to look through the window and see ourselves. And this is what happened when you will never see the real you until you see the real God. You missed it. You will never see the real you until you see the real God. In other words, you will never see yourself for who you are, who you really are, until you see who God really is. You'll catch that on the way home. But when Isaiah saw who he really was, he didn't like what he saw. Look at what he said in verse 5 and 6 in NIV. He said, I'm ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. That word ruined means I'm bankrupt. Isaiah thought he was a good person. He thought he was a fine man, but the Lord, when he saw you, I realized I'm spiritually bankrupt. I'm ethically bankrupt. I'm eternally bankrupt. When we see the Lord, we are ruined compared to who we are in comparison to who he is. Ruined, bankrupt. You know what it feels like to be bankrupt? Ain't no money in the bank. There's no resources there. Spiritually, you're empty. And Isaiah said, I'm spiritually bankrupt. All of Isaiah's action crumble when he comes before a holy and a righteous God. Here's why. When God is holy and exalted, we will be lower and taken down. You missed it. When God, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, when God, who is holy, is exalted, you and I will be lowered down or taken down. Kings exalt themselves. The Lord said, not against me, because I'm above your kingdom. Presidents, in comparison to him, he said, I'm above your authority. When you try to measure up, you always fall below me because I am that I am. And yeah, you know what's wrong with America today? Can I tell you? We as a nation have forgotten who God is.